We've been talking yesterday and today almost nonstop about the big economic news of the Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing facilities bringing all this money into Arizona, dozens of suppliers and related companies. And after a rigorous bidding process between six finalists, including a $6 billion company and some international firms, one local company, Phoenix-based Verde Clean, landed the big contract for TSMC's new Arizona factory to clean these companies. And we want to welcome to the show tonight Paul Sarsosa, the president and CEO of Verde Clean. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
Nice
Thanks
to have
having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so excited for you. This is a huge get for Verde Clean. Tell us just a little bit about how big your company is, and I'm really curious, will this be your only client after the plant's open?
Well, hopefully not. The goal is to grow. So we currently do have a book of business that we're pretty proud of. Currently, we stand at 150 employees, and with the addition with TSMC, we look to double that figure here in the next 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, I was thinking you're going to no doubt have to hire more people because these are so big. And some of your other clients are pretty big, too. You have ASU on your list, right?
We do. We've been serving that customer now, partnered with Olympus to service the ASU campus. We are currently servicing in downtown Phoenix, downtown Tempe, and then also Mesa Polytechnic.
So, Paul, with the specialty product that TSMC is producing, will Verde Clean need any kind of special skills for cleanup? I'm thinking hazardous waste has got to be involved here.
Well, yes, currently there is hazardous waste. Obviously, when you talk about manufacturing that magnitude, constructing semiconductor chips. However, with our scope of work, we don't deal with hazardous waste per se. However, with the complexity of the site with TSMC, we will have the opportunity to work in a pretty complex environment that involves critical space, working in their clean rooms, regular janitorial, floor programs, construction, and also supporting TSMC in their LEED certification as well.
Now, we know this job was down to about six finalists, including this billion-dollar company and some international firms. How did you land the gig, Paul? What was your pitch?
Yeah, you know, it's really a true David versus the Goliath type story, right? And so when we started out with the whole entire process, I would say that for us to even be considered in this type of opportunity was based out of relationships that I've had throughout my career. I do have a 20-year career working in facilities, so you really get to develop establish relationships and trust. And so with that, that's how the opportunity kind of came by, was through conversation. And when we put together our presentation, it was a little bit different, right? We wanted to really take a different type of approach that was customized to them. And so we really challenged business partners that were working with us and said, hey, this is what they're asking for, and we're challenging you guys to be creative and innovative. And, what can we do to support TSMC?
Any tips for other local companies that might like to get in the door with TSMC? This is one of the biggest things that's happened in Arizona in some time.
Yes, we're awfully proud of that. I would say that TSMC has really taken the opportunity to partner with local companies, and I would say, really try to understand what they're looking for, establishing a relationship, and how can you fit in to best support them? Yeah.
Paul Sarsosa, President and CEO of Verde Clean. Hey, congratulations on landing this huge contract. It's a great get for you, and I wish you well with it. Happy cleaning.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on Arizona's Evening News.